A funding dispute is threatening to derail a major expansion of the Panama Canal. A European consortium is doing the work, and it says it's run out of money because of unforeseen cost. The consortium wants operators of the Panama Canal to pay more than $1 billion of extra funding. The Canal Authority has put forward a counteroffer. Now the two sides are meeting in Panama to come up with a solution. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, negotiators have so far failed to break the impasse.
The multi-billion-dollar expansion of the Panama Canal began about 5 years ago and was more than two-thirds completed when a funding dispute between the builders and the canal operators came to a head. A mostly European building consortium called GUPC issued an ultimatum saying it would suspend work unless Panama's government ponied up an extra $1.6 billion to help cover cost overruns. Pedro Alonso is a spokesman for SACIR, the Spanish company heading the project. He says there were many unforeseen problems that forced up the cost.
For example, the exact quality of the stone and certain geotechnical things that weren't documented, the depth of different layers of earth. So these are the things that the consortium believes are beyond our responsibility and should be covered by the client.
Usually when companies bid for projects of this nature with such a long term, and such a high cost, they'll tend to be optimistic about the timing of completion as well as costs.
Ben Hackett is the CEO of Hackett Associates, which provides research for the international maritime industry. His company did an analysis of the cost estimate for the Panama Canal expansion plan when it was being bid in 2008. He says, like many companies, GUPC didn't fully take into account cost and time overruns.
I mean, typically when you have large infrastructure projects, there is usually a delay in most cases, and where there are delays, there ultimately will be cost overruns.
The Panama Canal Authority, which operates the vital waterway, says the builders should have taken that into account. Jorge Quijano, the head of the Canal Authority, says it's already paid close to $180 million above the price for things like the rising cost of fuel, steel, cement, and employee payrolls. Quijano says the Canal Authority is seeking a solution.
All we'd be saying is that whatever claim they have to go through the process, and we will abide by the decisions. Now, the problem is most of the time we've not been able to come to terms with them because their numbers have been blown out of proportion.
Still, Quijano says the authority doesn't want a drawn-out impasse. Yesterday, both sides offered joint funding proposals to allow work to continue for several months until a permanent solution can be found, but they remain at odds. Cato Stonex with THS Partners, which has a 5% stake in the project, says the dispute must be resolved.
It's an extraordinary passage, and obviously widening it allows that capacity to expand dramatically. It's a particularly sort of unique and important project, which I'm sure all parties to the project want to be, you know, concluded satisfactorily.
The wider, deeper waterway will allow container ships three times the current size to pass, which in turn will alter global trade routes. Quijano, the head of the Canal Authority, says for that reason, construction must continue.
It will not stop. Let me tell you, this expansion will be completed with GUPC or without them.
Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.